What up, you guys? Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin Fitness Podcast and Radio Show. So excited to have you guys back and bring you guys episode two. If you guys haven't heard episode one was really just who is Jacob McLaughlin or who am I, and just telling you guys, you know, what the podcast is actually going to be about. So I wanted to share that with you guys. So if you haven't seen it, it's about a 16-minute clip. You guys can go back and listen to it or watch it on YouTube or Instagram. So episode two, what are we getting into? We are getting into hard work. You know, I think it's something that we don't talk about enough in today's society because we live in a day and age where everything happens so fast and we all want success tomorrow. And we don't want to talk about what it really takes to get the success with the hard work. And just in case you guys hear some dog noises or the wind, I am just in the living room at Mike D's house, one of my clients, and we got a little bit of wind here at the moment here in Arizona. So, and Gatsby's sitting on the couch just hanging out. So that's going on here. But welcome if you guys are on Instagram or YouTube, also the podcast. So going into hard work, what is hard work? Hard work is actually defined as a great deal of effort or endurance. They actually use a sentence with it as it takes hard work to be a successful or to be successful in business, which I think is very interesting. You know, that's the sentence that's in Google. And, you know, hard work you have to do in every part of your life, not just business, but a lot of people do look at the business part of being a successful entrepreneur or being a successful business person. You have to do a lot of work. But I just absolutely love hard work. It's something I'm very passionate about because it's what gets results. You know, here's a couple of quotes that I just want to share with you guys. First one, a dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. And you know, it's just so true when we think about, you know, the sacrifices you have to make. But again, a lot of people don't want to hear the sacrifice because they're always like, I'm already working hard. And then number two, this resonates with me. This resonates with me because I played sports my whole life. I've heard this heard this a lot of times, and I just love this quote. And it was, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. And I don't think there's a better quote out there that really defines everything as good as that one, for the fact of, you know, especially when it comes down to sports, there's going to be people that are God-gifted better than you. You know, like when I played basketball, I wasn't the best basketball player, even though I thought I was, and I thought I could do way more than I actually could. You know, I wasn't the best, but there was one thing that I always remembered especially when I was younger, when I did all the camps, it was the Mr. Hustle Award. And it was just basically, if you hustle to the water breaks, if you hustle throughout the game, you hustle to the next drill. And they always talked about it's something you can control, you know, your effort. And so that was one award I was able to take on a couple times and win just because it just came down to working hard. And that was actually my college experience. Hard work. You know, I was not the best basketball player. Like I said, I was actually one of the worst guys on the team. But throughout hard work, my coach actually told my roommate's parents that me and him were the hardest workers on the team and that they just respected us. Even though we weren't the best, we worked harder. And, you know, that was my goal. Every time that I got into the weight room during basketball was when I got in the weight room, no one was going to outwork me and nobody was going to outlift me for my size. You know, I would actually go and hang out with the post and the small forwards and power forwards and go and do their weights because I was like, I'm not going to let anybody beat me. Which, just being honest, it didn't do well for me on the team's sake because everybody considered me a quote-unquote try-hard and I wasn't that good at basketball. But in the long run, it set me up for a lot of different things in life, and I'm so thankful for always working hard. And I think just going off that, you know, so many people think you have to work hard in just like a sport or your job, and what it comes down to, you have to work hard in every single thing you do in life. And what I mean by that is relationships with family, with friends, being able to communicate, just going out to dinner and be able to talk to somebody. Like, you, there's going to be days you have to work hard and you're going to have to try harder than other people because it doesn't make much sense, but we would rather take the easy route than actually try and do the harder things because it's always easier. You like that said, it's easier to do the easy things, right? Common sense. So I just wanted to just put that out there to you guys. No matter what you do in life, it's going to be hard work. It doesn't matter if it's a job. It doesn't matter if it's just hanging out with friends or it's a family. You know, like, again, there's going to be times that are less with others, But, you know, even like with a relationship or like with friends, you got to keep that relationship. You got to actually hang out. You actually have to like give them something out of the relationship. And so it's going to take hard work out of everything you do. And a little inspiring story with the whole hard work, being successful, and especially with the whole entrepreneurial background that I'm trying to go into, it's everybody knows Colonel Sanders, you know, KFC, Kentucky Fried Good Chicken. So what I want to tell you guys is what a lot of people don't know about him. He got rejected 1,109 times. No, it was just, I'm sorry. It was 1,009 times. So 1,009 times Colonel Sanders went to somebody, tried to sell his recipe, and they said no. Think about that. 1,009 times. This is the same Colonel Sanders who was working during the day trying to do all of his recipes, and then he would travel and sleep in his car trying to sell the recipe. He was sleeping in his cars when he was in his 60s. And after being told 1,009 times no, on that 1,010th time, he got told yes. And all that is consistency. He believed in a dream. He worked hard. He worked at it every single day, and he didn't give up. And I just want you guys to think about that same thing. You know, again, that was his dream, but it's just his life. That was his legacy. You know, it's something that he believed in, that 1,009 people didn't think that would ever become anything. But one person did, and that was Colonel Sanders, and another person took a chance, and it turned into the $15.3 million it's worth today, and so, or what he sold it for. So yeah, it goes back to telling you guys, you know, like the hard work's always going to pay off. It just, it's going to take time, and that's just something I want to share with you guys. You know, we live in today's age where it's like success is overnight, you know, and everybody thinks, oh, if I do this today, it's gonna happen for me tomorrow. And it's just the reality of it. It's not. You gotta work harder than other people. You're gonna have to make more sacrifices than other people. You're gonna have to be willing to wake up, go to bed later or earlier. You're gonna have to do all the other things that you see your friends doing, and you're gonna have to make sacrifices. Now, I'm not saying you can't ever do that, and I'm not saying you shouldn't go have fun, but I am telling you, you guys are gonna have to pick and choose. Because, for example, is it harder to work a job you don't like and have to do all the hours for a wage you don't really like, but you get to go hang out with your buddies on the weekends and you get to go spend all that money drinking and eating out and going on these fun trips? Or is it more, or is it worth it more to not go out on as many trips, not hang out with your buddies as much, and not be able to go drink every single weekend, but work at somewhere where you don't make as much money and you're working for something you actually believe in? And, you know, that's just something I just want to bring to your guys' attention. You know, I don't want you guys to be sitting here and thinking like, oh, I'm stuck in this job. Like you're not. You're never stuck in a job. It's just, what are you willing to do, and what are you willing to sacrifice to get the life you want? And I actually just heard a great quote. I can't remember who it was by. I listened to these motivational speakers, and it was just, life gives you what you put into it. And that stopped me in my track. And what it means by that is, it doesn't matter if you start on third base or if you start on behind home, like you don't even have a bat yet. And what I mean is, like, if you're super poor, you didn't grow up with a normal family, you're all this different things that bring people down. But there's so many people who have come out of it. It's because they decided not to live in that mean. They didn't want that life for the rest of their life. And they decided to go chase after something they truly believed in. And they didn't want to live that old life anymore. And so what I'm saying there is that took sacrifice, because it's easy for them. They're already down. You're already down. You're kicked down and you don't have a lot. You might as well, oh, I'm screwed. You know, I was born this way, and this is what my circumstances are. But these people took the initiative, and they're like, no, I'm not going to live this way, and I'm going to make my life better. And the one that comes to mind is Eric Thomas, ET. He's the dude I love. I listen to him almost every single day, to be honest. And he's a guy who, if you don't know who he is, he's a preacher, but he's one of the number one motivational speakers in the U.S. or even in the world right now. But basically, going off of, he was a high school dropout. He grew up with a single mother who was 17 when she had him, and he was homeless. Homeless, eating out of trash cans, living in abandoned buildings, homeless in Detroit, Michigan. He turned it around, got his GED, got his master's and his PhD. He's got his PhD now, and now making hundreds of thousands of dollars to be a motivational speaker. Now, if you look back where he started, he shouldn't be there. But because he had a dream, he was willing to work hard for it. It all came around. And so like, this is like my little, like, just talk with you guys. Like, no matter what you do in life, even if you want to just be a good dad, like, I'm not one to say, hey, I'm a dad, but I talk to enough fathers. I've talked to enough people who've had kids. Like, it takes work no matter what you do. So if you want to be great at something, if you want to be the best YMCA player on Saturday at 9 a.m., you're probably going to have to go put in a little more work than the average Joe who just shows up at Saturday. You might have to go in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So what I'm going with this is, you guys are just going to have to push yourselves, get out of your comfort zones, and actually go for things that you want, but always remembering that you have to work hard. So you guys, that's my quick little session on hard work. Just, I'm hoping it gives you a little bit of inspiring message that you guys can take into the week. But also, I really screwed up my like intro, quote unquote, outro last week or last time, you know, with trying to do the thing Jeremy does. And I was like, oh man, that was bad. And I was in the gym this week looking at it or thinking about it while I was working out. And you know, I'm going with what's on my website. And I have jacobmclaughlinfitness.com if you guys don't know about it, where I like post blogs and stuff. But basically, my saying is live the life you want. And I truly believe that. That's why I left Iowa. I left my whole family. I don't have anybody out here. And I moved to Scottsdale because I believe that it could allow me to live a life that I truly would like. And so what I mean by that is just go chase after your dreams, you guys. Live the life you want. Don't care about what other people say. Don't care about what your family says. Don't care about your closest friends. It's got to be, at the end of the day, what you want. So hang with people you love, do what you love, and live the life you want. We'll see you guys next time.